Fighters, today I want you to meet one of our Mile High sponsors, ArcSight. Today I have a conversation with Justin Judy from ArcSight, and I think you are going to be wanting to hit the links that we share with you, or the links in the show notes for that matter, and take this product for a test drive. It's pretty unique. Imagine being able to sketch something out right on the job site, and it automatically calculates the materials and all that stuff you need. We actually recently have been getting a lot of requests for something like this from many of our listeners. And so we thought this would be a great company to put in front of you. And anyway, without further ado, here's my conversation with Justin Judy. Justin, welcome to the Contractor Fight, man. What's going on today?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just busy, busy day. I'm traveling tomorrow down to Texas for a conference and expo, so I'm trying to button everything up, but could never pass up the opportunity to join you for one of these.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. So for those who don't know, you guys are one of our sponsors at Mile High Profit Summit here in 2022. We're super excited for that. Appreciate you being part of it. And before we hit record, we were just talking about, I'm going to brag on our community here for a minute, guys. You fighters that listen to the show and those that make it to Mile High and stuff, you guys are some kick-ass people. Like, I'm continually blown away by the level of commitment to implementation that this community has. So those of you that hear something you like today with ArcSight and Justin, I want you to take some action on it. All right. I'm going to just plug it right in the beginning here. If there's any inkling in your DNA that says, maybe this will be a good fit for me, hit the fucking links in the show notes and check these guys out. So for those that don't know who you are and what you do,
yeah,
give us the flyover, man.
Yeah. Give you the 10,000 foot overview.
There you go.
So ArcSight, in a nutshell, is a tool that's designed to consolidate your sales processes for you. A lot of people will go out and sketch out a site, and then take that data back, plug it into a spreadsheet, come up with a bunch of materials, create it into a budget, then put it into some other software to do a proposal, and then get that back to a customer 5 to 7 days later. We're designed to allow you to quote on site. And the way we do that is we eliminate all the manual processes. So ArcSight allows you to plug your data in the back end, what you sell, what services you do, how you sell them, what their prices are. As you draw that out, ArcSight in its base level is a CAD drawing tool that's just mobile based. You can draw out in the field, sketch out plans and sites, whatever it is you're doing. And as you draw, ArcSight will calculate what you drew. It'll tell you how much you need. It'll tell you what it's going to cost. It'll turn that into a signable sales proposal instantly without you having to do all that manual input every time in the field. So it takes that really annoying process of, I did one step, onto the next checklist, and really combines it down so you're able to present solutions to your customers' problems on site versus going out collecting data and getting back to them. Opens up a lot of the doors for, you know, either competitors to sneak in or customers to give you quick outs of, oh, okay, well, when you get that back to me, you kind of can lose control or momentum of the sale. So our tool is designed to really enable you guys to keep control of the sale in the field. And if we're a great fit for that, if you do any sort of drawing in your sales process as a contractor or designing, that's really obviously where we see the biggest benefit. And yeah, that's kind of the real quick overview, I guess, of how we function in some of our core philosophies.
So is this something you can just use on any tablet or iPad or?
Yeah, we're iPad and iPhone right now. Our Windows and Android release will come sometime next month is the plan. So yeah, we're working through that as we go. We've been iPad only for the longest time, iOS only, I should say, because you can use it on your phone as well. But we've heard a lot of the clamors from folks, and a lot of times people just go out and buy iPads because they're like, it's worth it for me to just switch over to iPads. But we're trying to eliminate that barrier, which we'll probably talk about sometime today, because a lot of our clients are looking for ways to eliminate barriers from things.
So for those of us like me that need some things spelled out, And because I come from a painting background mainly, okay? And so you talked about plugging things in the back end. So one of the things that we did with our painting softwares and things like that, we had all our production rates in the back end, right? So we would literally enter in dimensions of a room. I'd hit paint the walls 2 coats and it would calculate gallons, calculate man hours, all that other stuff. So you were talking about how as you sketch on this thing, because I saw, you know, like your demos and things like that, you know, one of the guys is like on an iPad and his fingers going along and he's sketching out this thing. And then you tell the dimensions or whatever it is. If you've plugged things in the back end, it literally calculates quantities as you go. Is that what you're saying? Just to be clear.
Yeah. So say I'll use a very linear based product, like, sure, I don't know, gutter or drywall. Yeah. If you're drawing that in, you simply can select drywall, draw in drywall to like into this canvas to scale, and it's going to automatically calculate it. It'll calculate the cost of it, the material list. You can export it directly into a takeoff report to send to a supplier or into a signable proposal. Yeah. And ArcSight can handle the most advanced math. So, I mean, we do roofings and pitches and slope and all that sort of fun stuff as well.
That's cool. We get messages from the show here and from YouTube and things like that. And I think it was I got a comment or a message. Somebody literally asked, is there a tool that basically does exactly what you were talking about that, you know, figures out the fucking quantities and stuff? So, and I know there's things out there, but I'll put a link to that if I can find it again to you guys. That's kind of a game changer because so much time. I told a client the other day that he needs to use his sales reps more from his vendors. Like a lot of guys don't use what you guys have is a great tool, but I also want to make known here, guys, your sales reps are supposed to support you and help you, not just take the damn order, you know? And so if you know, we used to do that. I mean, I know a lot of people that do that where you could sit down with your rep, plug shit into the back end here, you know, and that's going to take some time. Let's be honest, that's probably all the heavy lifting up front. Mm-hmm. Then you have this easily modifiable back end that you can carry with you into the future, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Save
you
a bunch of time. We have a manufacturing partnership program as well here at ArcSight where manufacturers can join into it, essentially create their own product library. So say you buy from XYZ fence company, right? You can have all of their products in a library and you join on as ArcSight. You can just simply download their library. It's held and linked to their standards and what they want in it, all their part numbers, SKUs, sort of fun stuff. So for one, you don't have to build it. And for two, it's accurate and they can maintain it, update it. They have, you know, keys to the castle as far as their own library. So, you know, we work with a few of those as well, just to try to make life easier on everybody.
Fighters, we are at it again. The Mile High Profit Summit is back. We're going to be at the Westin Westminster outside of Denver, September 14th through 16th, 2022. This thing sold out in a hurry last year when we had it in 2021. And so grab your ticket. We had to get a bigger venue. You have the opportunity to join about 450 to 500 other contractors from all over the place that are coming in, and they're going to level up their game and get better. So we are super excited about the lineup that we have for you. Head to thecontractorfight.com and check out the hottest event in the construction industry in 2022. What would you say? This isn't fair because this is about highlighting how amazing ArcSight is, okay? But I'm going to ask you a question here. Who's it not a fit for?
Oh, people who have really no standardization or process can benefit from it, but we do find it can be tricky to onboard. Say you don't have anything down on paper. You don't have a price book. You just wing stuff. I mean, I had one guy who I met with who told me, he goes into a backyard and just smells how much it's going to cost to do artificial turf. And I'm like, well, if you can't tell ArcSight what it is and how it's calculated, it can't do anything because it's not a sentient being at the end of the day. It's pretty much AutoCAD meets Excel spreadsheet plus some more, you know, fanciness to it. But at its layman's terms, that's pretty much what it does. So if you have no way to tell ArcSight what you do, or you completely just want to wing it, yes, you can type in random stuff in the field and custom price everything, but you're going to lose out on a lot of the benefits of it. So it's tough because I can say, you know, we have our specific verticals we function in, but we're not even a right fit for everyone in every vertical because everyone likes to do business differently.
Sure.
That's why we have, you know, our free consultative demos. We'll come up to this in a little bit, but we're going to offer everybody who's part of the Contractor Fight and listen to it or says we heard it from this completely free onboarding and setup, which can save them at minimum $800. Just to try it. And we're not a contractual based company. A lot of softwares require a year commitment or something. So it's one of those things, kind of like you said, right at the jump. If you think maybe a fit, it doesn't hurt to let us know that you think that, and we will help you determine if it is or isn't. Because we will disqualify customers as much as we qualify them if we don't think it's going to help. Because the last thing we want to do at the end of the day is onboard somebody and, you know, collect money and whatever it may be for somebody who it's not going to benefit. And then all it's going to do is, you know, tarnish our reputation versus help it. So at the end of the day, we really focus on being the right fit. And knowing that if you have maybe a wide, huge amount of product library that would take you forever to put in, you know, that could just know that going in, you have to tell it what it needs to know. So it takes time, but it can be quick or it can be long depending on how you do things. One customer of ours who's actually a big fan of your show, and we've actually talked a few times about him trying to convince his wife to go out to the Mile High Profit Summit. And he's been building his out as detailed as anybody I've met. And he knows who he is, and I'm sure he'll listen. So he'll hear it and he'll probably text me. But the long and short of it is he wants every nut and bolt and screw and everything to the number, not a range, not a box. Like, I need two boxes. No, he wants to know, he needs, 1,173 screws. He wants to know everything. Mm-hmm. So you can get real surgical, but yeah.
Well, and that's, again, this comes back down. You said the word time a few times, right? And it's like, there's a lot of tools like this, meaning, like, I'm thinking of the one I used as a painting contractor, where it took me a couple days to really input the most common things that we do, to where I just had to push a couple buttons. I could walk through, a 6,000 square foot home, and I could literally generate a, scope of work and all that, production rates and hours and pricing, a couple buttons, like in 20 minutes. Because before that, and I know a lot of guys that aren't using ArcSight and this and that, they're going home, like you said, they're scribbling stuff on a piece of paper. In fact, we just had a guy in one of our groups the other day do a post. He's like, I totally screwed up. I had this notepad that I had all this info on and blah, blah, and I lost it. Like, he lost the notepad, right? So it's like, and so we're like, dude, it's 2022. You need some tools, man. You need some, And so the amount of time that is saved by not having to hunt and peck for all this info and be sitting up late at night till 1-2 in the morning putting this stuff together. And guys, time's money, man. And it's time kills deals also. If you're dragging ass on getting, pricing to people and closing the deal, somebody else is going to swoop in and take it from you. And that's just not acceptable. In fact, it reminds me, see, I'm squirreling. If you've listened to the show, I squirrel up. Scroll up for you. This is my morning mojo that I sent to the team this morning on, we're recording this on the 20th of June. I said, morning mojo every morning of the week, all year. Just my thoughts, things that run through my brain as the owner of the fight, right? Yep. And this is what it was. We're not talented enough. We're not smart enough, and we're not good enough to take our foot off the gas. Never let up. Always be on the attack. Keep your foot down and win the moments. Guys, this is what we're talking about. I don't care how good of a thing you build. You're not good enough to fuck up the basic things like communicating quickly with people. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm telling you, you could be the best fill in the blank on the planet. And if you're not Johnny on the spot, you're going to lose deals. You have to keep your foot on the gas. You can't get complacent, and you need to have tools that will help you do that, because obviously we're not robots. And so, I think this is game changing. You guys, what'd you say? You've been around since 2014, so it's not like you're new. Been around serving God knows how many, contractors between then and now. Anything else that we should know about this before I ask you to give a little tip, like I asked you in an email earlier? Anything that we haven't talked about ArcSight and who you guys are in the product that's kind of cool that you want to talk?
I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff, but it's hard. It's being a visual tool like we are, it's very hard to do it justice just verbally. So I just kind of, like you said at the beginning, if anybody wants to know more, it's literally just arcsight.com. You can go to arcsight.com/contractorfight. You don't even know this, but we built a landing page for it today. So that way anybody who comes from the show can get their waived onboarding and save, the hundreds and thousands up front, depending on what they're doing. But yeah, we have a ton of videos. We have a YouTube channel. Go on, view some stuff. If you think it might be a fit, let us know. We have an awesome sales team here who will walk you through, do a hands-on demo where you can say, I do X, Y, Z. We can run a tailored on-the-spot demo for exactly and only X, Y, Z. Because some of that stuff may not apply to you. If you're doing, fencing needs to know different data than artificial turf contractors, and concrete guys and roofers are very different. And people remodeling bathrooms do things extremely differently than foundation repair pros. Whatever it may be, there's a spot there for it. It just depends on your structure and if we fit well for you is the really big thing. We know what we do, but at the end of the day, your processes matter most, and you know your company better than anybody ever will. So if you want to share that knowledge with us, and we'll go through it anytime, we'd be happy to do it. Kind of see if it can make a difference for that business.
Love it, man. So before we get out of here, share with us one tip, something you're seeing in the industry or trends or anything like that at all that will help people win more in the next 18 months.
Yeah. The biggest thing when I mean, like you said, you shot this over to me earlier, man, condensing things down to one is always hard.
Yeah.
But it's the biggest thing is that small things can make a huge impact. That's courtesy of Alex on my team. He shared that because that's what he's been hearing the most. He's like our most senior account executive. So he's just hearing what he's hearing and like things like follow up early and often, like don't lose momentum to that sale. Like, and when you do that, make it easy for that customer to say yes. Like a lot of the times we make things way too difficult. We'll send them a bunch of stuff and it's either cryptic or hard to read or there's seven options. If you're going to do a good, better, best, limit it to that. Limit it to three. Give them a way to digitally accept things nowadays. You know, focus on things like your reviews and your online presence. Just there's so many tools, kind of like Tom was alluding to a minute ago, that can help. Mm-hmm. And I heard a wise man once say, if you don't think that your 30-year-old business can be improved in any way by modern technology, then you probably won't be here in 30 years to prove anyone wrong. Mm-hmm. Is what I heard him say once. And I was like, oh boy, that kind of stuck with me. So just keep being your guys out there. Keep being your customer smart friend. Be a consultant versus sales guy. And just really focus on those incremental changes. 1% better each day adds up to a huge change.
I love that, man. Love it. So drop the URL again, because we had one. I don't know which one we're going to use, to be fair here, because we have our process here, which is the contractorfight.com/ArcSight.
Sure.
And I know you guys have yours set up. So guys, we'll put both in the show notes or whichever one we're all going to use here with when our smarter people figure that out for us.
Yeah. Not me and Tom working on that.
That's right. Yeah. It's, you know, we're just the eye candy here, Justin. You know, that's all we do. So anyway, super appreciate you hanging out with us.
Anytime.
I look forward to seeing you in Denver this fall. Guys, make sure, go check out what they got going on. Follow them on social media. We'll get all the links in there and come say hi at Mile High Profit Summit. Hang out with these guys and take it for a test drive, man. So
absolutely. No, couldn't have said it better.
There you go. Justin, appreciate you being part of the fight. Guys, give us a rating, review, share this with another contractor. And with that, we're out.
Yep. Have a good one, guys. Thanks again.